it's Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody. It's Joe and Angel. Welcome to another Mailbag Monday. We never get tired of doing these. These are amazing. What we do is we answer questions that you sent in, mailed in, emailed in. We'll take them all kinds of ways. And so we've got a ton of them. So what we try to do is go through and kind of group them up, you know, by category or whatever. And so we're going to try to answer several of them today. So pay attention, get a notepad. You're probably going to learn something.
I heard a message about how to be a better help to your pastor. And I was so inspired. I want to be a help to my pastors and not a burden. Could you share from your experiences how members of the church can help beyond giving of finances? Having been a pastor myself,
yep,
I will tell you the best way that you can serve your pastor is support what he says and don't let strife and division stir up around you. But also serve in the church.
Volunteer.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
But the best way you can do it is just to dig in, you know, support him. Sometimes the pastoring is a very lonely job and you feel like everybody's against you. But so, you know, encourage him. He needs it. And because, listen, for every word of encouragement he gets 10 of what he's doing wrong.
Yep. And you just right before he preaches.
Yep. And 90% of the time, you never hear about the people that are supporting you.
Nope.
You always hear from the ones that think you're doing something wrong. So that is the best thing that you can do is guard your heart, serve him, support him, you know, whatever it takes. Say, pastor, can I wash your car once a week? Do something for him. And his wife, too. She's just as equally there taking the responsibility and the load.
Now, their job is people. That's their job.
Yep.
So I got a Sunday or Wednesday when you're going to church. Don't take their time. Volunteer to do something. Usher, greet, teach a class, stack chairs, clean a toilet. That's how you serve your pastors, by serving the church. So do something.
Yeah, he wants to know that he's got a team with him that's helping him fulfill what God's called you guys together today.
Fill a whole rock. He goes, hold on, man, wasn't that a great day? Well, most of every church on this planet is run by volunteers.
I can't tell you how many times we will go to a church, go back into the pastor's office, and the pastor brag on his most faithful parishioners.
Yeah.
People don't call it parishioners anymore?
I don't know. We still do.
But yeah, so the people that go to the church, that who's volunteering, who's faithful, who's loyal. And he'll just brag and brag on him. So don't think he's not seeing it when you do something, because he certainly is.
Yes, he is.
And it is a tough job. It really is.
Nobody in their right mind would be a pastor unless they're called. Nobody would do that. I mean, if you got the ability to do that many people, you make big money in the world somewhere. But no, you're doing it because you're called. So serve your pastor. Do as much for him as you can.
Okay, now this question hits me right in the gut. Peace. Peace is so important to me, and I want the people around me to experience it too. How do I experience real peace in my life? Well, let me just tell you that this is a battle I had to go through, because I didn't realize that I was raised with drama. Then I married drama, and that's all I knew. So I thought it was normal. When I divorced, I told the Lord, I said, God, I don't want my home to be like this, where it's always chaotic somewhere. I want peace in my life. And my home, I started to call it, my home will be a home of peace.
I'm off.
My heart will be a heart of peace.
I'm off.
Peace will direct us in this home. I've had so many people tell me, your home is the most peaceful, welcoming place.
It's not an accident.
I had to work at it. I had to speak the word over it. I had to get the word in me over it. And I had to practice it in my own life. I had to learn to control my mouth and my emotions, too. That was probably the biggest challenge right there. But if you start confessing it, walking towards it, sowing seed for it, it will come and surround you.
Life and death and the power of the tongue.
It is. I mean, honestly, peace is something that I love. And it typically, if somebody's getting anxious and stuff and they're starting to get like, you know, stressed and everything else, I tend to go real calm. And I,
that's not good when you're married to this person.
And I,
calm is not a good sign.
No, that's only if I'm upset about something. But, but the thing is I don't speak when somebody's like that. I'm not quick to speak. Yeah. I listen.
Yes.
And, try to find out what the heart of it is instead of letting it trigger me. That's a big thing. Try to work on your triggers. So, but God has given us peace.
Yes.
We have to take it.
You got to grab it. It's already there, but you got to pick it up.
Yep. So start applying it. Get that word in you. And, you know, say, God,
speak over your own self.
Yeah. God, convict me when I'm reacting wrong.
Yeah.
I want to walk in love. I want to walk in peace. I want to be an example. And you will be. God's desire more than it is yours.
That's true. And there's the bottom line. God wants it more than you want it, whatever you're worried about. The peace of God that passes all understanding keeps your heart and your mind by Christ Jesus. That's the will of God. What you want? He wants you to live a peaceful life. Well, I'm worried. Well, don't. Roll your cares over to God, for he cares for you. There's tons of scripture you start going through. Get your Bible open. Start doing some study about peace. There's some good stuff.
Worry and peace cannot live in the same home. Nope. You know, I remember one time years ago, my son came to me. He was about to graduate from college, and he had a job working at a hotel, like doing catering or something. And he said to me, because he was doing music too, and his manager came to him and said, hey, I think you need to quit that job and do music full time. And he came to me and he goes, Mom, this is what my manager said. What do you think? And I said, do it. And he was kind of surprised I said that. And I said, I go, play the scenario out. What's the worst thing that could happen? Worst thing that could happen is you'd have to move back home with me for a couple months and get another job.
Yep.
It would be all right, but you'll never know until you take that step. So worry to me, jealousy, those are wasted emotions.
Yep.
There's nothing good going to come from those.
Nope.
So fight them with all that you've got in you.
I grew up with a big family, and they'd sit on the porch on Sunday afternoon or weekends, we'd visit. I don't know how many older adult relatives said, man, I wish I had, I could have, I should have, I wanted to, I never did. And so many regrets. You go through life one time. Make the most of it. What Angel told her son's phenomenal. Hey, son, what's the worst that can happen? And she said that several times since we've been here. What's the worst that can happen? You know, if God told you to do it, let's jump in and do it. You know, he'll order. And the thing is, that's God's pattern. When they were getting ready to cross the Red Sea, God said, you know, you're going to have to put your foot on it and I'll part it. And I'll part it and we'll put our foot. No, God says, you got to do something first. You put your foot on it, then I'll part it. You know, you lift up the staff, I'll part the water. You make the mud, I'll open us. We do something first, then God does the miraculous. But we've got to get busy doing something by faith. So just jump in and start fixing something. Watch what God will do. He'll show up.
Yes, he will. Joe, my wife came from a rough background. Her dad was not present or emotionally supportive. I'm trying to show her that I'm different, but it seems like she puts me in a box of her dad and walks herself off from me. How do I break through?
Well, number one is prayer. Just simple prayer. Lord, take blindness from her mind, lighten eyes of understanding, send labors across her path. Talk to her when she goes to sleep. Talk to her when she wakes up. Come on, God, I need some help here. And only you can do this. I don't have a time machine. I can't go back in her past and fix this. Hell's always trying to mess somebody up. You know, he's temporary God of this planet. He's trying to mess everybody up. So quit digging up stuff in the past. Let's focus on the future. How we're going to make it better? How we're going to do it different? So you got to get positive and say what God says. Well, honey, you know, I believe God's going to work this out. It's going to turn out better. It really is. And what would you like to see happen? You know, Jesus always posed the question before he did a miracle. Well, what would you like? Lord, that I might get my eyesight back. Okay, get him a brand new set of eyeballs. Jesus never ministered any time until he asked the question, what can I do for you? What can I do for you? And so he said, I'm God. I'm limitless, but I'm limited by what you believe I can do. What do you want to happen? What do you want to happen in that relationship? You got to tell God, this is, we got to have something better. then he would love to have something better.
You know, when somebody's been wounded or they've made a judgment, a lot of times that becomes their filter. Everything is screened through that. So sometimes, you know, sometimes you might need to fast and pray about it. Yes. Have her do it with you and just talk to her and say, look, there's a wound here and I'm not your dad.
Nope.
I'm your husband. I love you. And it might take counseling, you know, depending on how deep the wound goes. So, you know, she's going to have to want to get rid of that filter.
Yes.
And so, talk to her. Don't let her walk away.
It's a defensive mechanism. She's had to develop it because of relationship, but not every human's the same. You're not her. You're not. And you have to calmly say that. Look, sugar, I love you. I'm not your dad. Just say it real calm. Eventually, it's like marinating a steak. Eventually, it'll sink in. It will.
Yeah. Like I said, it may need counseling. It may. I might need to go see your pastor about it. Yeah. But I would say stay steady is the best thing you can do. Because it's the Bible says the kindness of God leads men to repentance. Mercy. And so just stay steady and stay kind.
So you start reacting, it's going to be a nasty ping pong match.
Yeah. And just love her through it.
Yes.
You know, I was just at a church where somebody was telling me a story about this wife was real bipolar and she was just stirring up all this problem for this husband. And he was a very kind man. And it just, there was a mess. It kind of like blew up the family, the extended family, quite a bit. And then 6 years later, it's great. And I said, what do you think happened? And they said, he loved her through it.
Yep.
And that's all I can say.
Short sentence to a long deal, but he stuck it out and it worked.
Yep. And it wasn't easy and it didn't come without, you know, some pain, but it
love covers a multitude of sins.
Yep. So just keep loving her and encouraging her. All right. When do you know it's time to leave your job? My boss has not adapted well to the at-home working conditions that are the norm for post-pandemic. I don't want to go to waste my time at the office again, but I'm trying to balance time at the office and being productive. You know, that pandemic really changed
the whole working world.
And I understand because you have more access to your kids. You have more access to your family. I think when it's time to change your job is when you get another job.
Thank you. That just summed it up. I had a doctor one time. I went to her house and like, she's working for a good company. She had a degree and she's an accountant. She's working for a good company. And she said, but dad, and she was crying. I walked in the living room. She's crying. So what are you crying about? Well, dad, they promised me a raise 2 years ago and they're not giving me a raise yet. I said, well, honey, economy is really tough right now. I don't think anybody's giving raises. Well, I'm going to quit. I said, what? I'm just going to quit. Well, honey, where are you going to go if you quit? I don't think anybody's hiring right now. Where are you going to go? Don't quit your day job till you have another one and secured. And so the simple thing is, we got 8 kids between us. We've all been through the situation. You don't just jump ship unless you got a life raft tied around. Where are you going? Well, I don't like this. Yeah, but where are you going? Well, I don't like this. Yeah, but where are you going? Got to get focused on where you're going, not where you're at right now. And so the greatest thing is what Angel said, you know, don't quit. You have another job somewhere. And you start looking and applying. And so we've both been through this. What you do? Well, I made an application. I've gone in twice. Great companies to work for. Just, I knew the time was up. It was up. So I went in. I said, hey, give me my 2-week notice. You know, I did that when I was working as an engineer. And did that when I was working as a minister. Give me my 2-week notice. Well, I'm going someplace else.
Well, and you feel a stirring. I mean, I had a job and I hated it. But there were jobs were not that plentiful here at the time. Mm-hmm. And so finally, this tragedy happened. My dad suddenly died and I loved him very much.
It's not a casual thing. So a huge anchor has been cut away.
Yeah, especially because I was divorced. I didn't realize how much I leaned on him. Yeah. And
good man.
So it was very quick and suddenly. And I remember going to work one day and thinking, my dad would not like this for me. I'm existing. I'm not living. Mm. And so I went and put an application in another job and my life changed. It was fantastic. So you're not necessarily, you can be, but you're not necessarily called to a job like you're called to a church. Yeah. Like a church, unless God speaks to you, you shouldn't move from a church because you're part of a family. That's a different thing. You have a role there that God's called you to.
Yes.
But as far as a job goes, you're called to provide for your family. So, man, if you can get a better job, one that's more convenient for your family, where you have more access to them and everything, I say go for it.
Get on out there.
Yeah. All right, guys. We love you very much. And we thank you for sharing your Mondays with us. And we
love Mondays. We look forward to it. We love these things. We love the questions you send in. You just love helping people because most of the time, 95% of the time, the problems you're dealing with, there's an answer somewhere. It's just simple.
You're not alone. So many people are dealing with it.
Somebody else is dealing with it. So just don't think you're the only one. I'm the only one. No, you're not. No, somebody else is going through it. So yeah, get around some people. Ask some questions. Like I just said several times, talk to your pastor. Talk to a friend. Hey, I'm going through this. What do you think's going on? What should I do? Ask somebody and they'll tell you. Now, not all the answers are good. You'll think, no, that's a dumb answer. I don't want to do that. But talk to people. Don't sit by yourself like a tree stump. Nothing changes when you do that.
Yeah. We love you. Have a great week. And we're praying for you.
God bless, guys.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God could do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.